welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica. Welcome to the Good News Ministry's video course on how to hear the Holy Spirit. As we begin this series, the first thing we're going to do is to look at the question of who is the Holy Spirit? Because the goal of this course is to awaken more fully the Spirit's activities within you and your own life in the Holy Spirit. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, this can be a life-changing course for you because it's designed to help you grow closer to this third person of the Holy Trinity. Now, in taking a look at who is the Holy Spirit, he often seems like such a mystery to many, many people because he's like this ghostly, ethereal being. You know, God the Father, we can relate to that because we all have had fathers. Whether they were with us or not as we were growing up, we know what a father is. We know who Jesus is because as Catholics, we receive him in the Eucharist. As followers of Christ, he's already very important to us. But the Holy Spirit, who is the Holy Spirit? And that really gets down to the question of what is the Holy Trinity? And we know that St. Patrick, we like to talk about the legend of how he taught the Trinity using a shamrock. I've got a modern day tool for that. The way I like to describe the Holy Trinity is with a paper plate. So I've got my paper plate handy here. With this, we can see that the Trinity is one whole, okay? One God. But there are different personas of God, different characters of this God who has visited the earth. In the beginning, the Father was the one who visited the earth, right? He came down and he is the creator who created human beings, who breathed life into Adam and Eve, and who visited Adam and Eve in the garden. But because humankind sinned over and over again, I mean, that's our nature. It's original sin lived out in every life, in every generation. So the Father sent the Son to earth. See? The Son is now down on the earth. When he ascended back up to the Father, he promised that he would send us an advocate, the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, Jesus tells us that he would not leave us orphan. He would send us an advocate, the Spirit of Truth. That's from verses 16 and 17. And in verse 26, he says that this advocate is going to be our teacher who helps us learn everything we need to know. So Jesus ascended to heaven in order to send down his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. On the first Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came to earth to anoint and fill all followers of Jesus. And this is the era of the Christian faith that we are still living in. It's the era of the Holy Spirit. We've all been given the Holy Spirit in our baptisms. We've been given the Holy Spirit fully in our baptisms. But our life is a time, a journey of learning how to live a life in that Holy Spirit, with that Holy Spirit, and through that Holy Spirit. It's learning day by day, how to become more alive in the gift of the Spirit, letting him rule, letting him guide, letting him be the Lord of our lives, teaching us what we need to learn, directing us, helping us with discernment in our decision making. I mean, this is the Spirit of Christ who wants to help us in everything. And a good exercise, for example, is to, when we get up in the morning, ask the Holy Spirit, what should I wear today? Because God knows better than we do, better than the weather forecasters, what the weather's going to turn out to be like, who we're going to meet, how the colors of what we wear might psychologically affect the people we meet, or the formality of our clothes or the informality of our clothes. I'm wearing red today because it's represents the Holy Spirit. But red sometimes turns people off because it's sometimes feels like an angry color. The Holy Spirit knows who we're going to be meeting. So even something as little as, what should I wear today, Lord, is actually an important question and an important exercise to then tune into, how do I know what the Holy Spirit is advising me? Go with your gut. Put on what comes to mind as you're looking at the clothes that you have to wear. This is a little sample of what the rest of this course is going to be like. God bless you. May you have an adventure today with the Holy Spirit.